Praise the Lord. The Lord's good, isn't it? Amen. The Lord bless those that's here tonight. And I'm sure everybody's heard the news about what's happening in Russia. And I've had so many things sent to me today, but I'm honest, I haven't time to read them all. They're, you know, it's a lot of reading and all the different things people send you. And I was just thinking of the scriptures as I was coming home, and I hadn't really nothing prepared on these scriptures, but I just feel led to read them tonight. And I'm just trusting the Lord, but maybe He'll give us someone. But I want us to turn to Matthew 24, and the Lord bless each one. And we want to, there's a lot of people needs prayer tonight. Davy Jones, Sister Eiling's asked for prayer, and also want us to pray for Billy and Joy this evening as well, and there's others as well want prayer this evening. And I want us, it's good, always good to come to the house of the Lord to pray. This is the meeting. This is the most important meeting out of all the meetings. It's the least attended meeting, but it's the most important meeting. And when, you know, they say that when the people came to see Spurgeon's success, and they called him the Prince of Preachers, and he was, but he took them down under the church where they had continual prayer. And they say they had a prayer, when some people finished praying, another group came in and started praying. And they say even at one time there's 24-hour praying with people. And Spurgeon said that's for the successes, prayer. And God answers prayer. And the devil doesn't want God's people to pray. He wants to keep you from praying. And also, I want to say tonight, the seven seals are so important. And the devil doesn't want nobody to read about the seven seals. He doesn't want you to know about it, Neil. Who'd wink you at? What you are there, they're following a man. But the man that we're talking about is the Lord Jesus. That's the man we're following. But God definitely did visit in the 20th century. You can't deny it. If you do, you're denying the Bible. And God opened them seals. They weren't opened in any other dispensation or age. But the Bible says they would be opened at the end time. And they were opened. And in them seals tells us exactly what's happening tonight in Russia. They're in the seals. When I went over it again, I was amazed myself that all what's taking place is in them seals, revealed, made known. And Christians shouldn't be shocked. This is part of the Bible happening before us. Let's read this. Let us pray and then I'll let you see, because I want to read all of this whole chapter this evening, and then I'm going to go over it, and Matthew's going to put up later Revelation 6. And we're going to open in your Bibles at Matthew, and we're going to take them side by side. And Jesus here gives us the six seals. It's amazing that everybody talks about the seventh, but the Lord only mentions six. And there's so many interpretations on the seventh seal, but the Lord mentions six. And He says nothing but the seventh. And we know the seven seals are coming to the Lord. We know that. And there's a lot of claims made about the seven seal, which I don't hold till. But that's neither here nor there, praise God. But let us bow this evening, praise God. And if you want prayer tonight, just lift your hand up, those that are here. And the Lord bless you, the Lord bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we humbly bow before You tonight. And we're privileged that we can come before a holy God that hears and answers prayer. And Lord, we come by the way of the blood of Jesus Christ. We have no righteousness of our own, but Your precious blood was shed for us that we could enter in boldly. And the veil was rent from the top to the bottom. And there's a way made into the holiest of holies, a new and living way by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Lord, we come tonight by that pathway that You've opened and provided through Your provided way, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we come from Your footstool into Your very throne room and into Your very presence tonight. By faith, we take a grip of the altar of heaven. And Father, we're asking for the Holy Spirit to move in this meeting. We're praying you'll touch the words in these pages and that your Bible will come alive tonight. And oh God, that you'll speak to our hearts. And Lord, we pray you'll move amongst us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm asking you for those that couldn't be here this evening, that you bless them and strengthen them. And for those that's backslidden, Lord, that you'll move upon them and speak to them and renew them, Lord, for you're married to the backslider. Father, I pray for Davy Jones tonight. Lord, I pray that you'll give him a miracle in his stomach. I curse that cancer, that tumor, and I ask that it'll wither and go in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray for Sister Candace Malkinson for a mighty touch of the power of God in her life. Let her live and not die. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. I rebuke the devil tonight in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of your blood. Lord, I pray for Billy and Joy this evening. Lord, I'm asking you for comfort, for strength, for grace, Lord. Oh God, be near them at this time. Comfort them, bless them, and strengthen them. Put your hand upon Joy at this time. Lord, touch her. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And Father, we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord, I pray you'll begin to move in these meetings in a special way. Pray you'll begin to move in every one of us in a special way. Revive thy work, O God, in the midst of the year. Stir us, Lord. Fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost and the power of God in Jesus' precious name. Help us, Lord, be men and women with a vision, for we know the coming of the Lord is near. And we see all these things as signs of your soon return. Father, we say, even so, come, Lord Jesus, and catch thy waiting bride away. But ere you come, Lord, I pray you'll save our children. Save every son, every daughter, every aunt, uncle, niece, and nephew in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray for the hands raised in this room tonight. Lord, that you'll answer prayer, financial needs, miracles. In Jesus' precious name, press down and running over the top. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, breathe upon us with the Holy Ghost tonight. I do take the Holy Spirit to help me. And I thank you that you do. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Praise God. I want to read this Matthew 24, and I have my older Bible with me tonight because I have so many things marked in it on the seals. Matthew 24, verse 1, and Matthew can put it up for now, and then in a few moments we'll turn to Revelations. Praise God. Isn't the Lord good? And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Now, you know, this is where a lot of dispute happened around a lot of churches. They took these scriptures, and when they talked about the seals, and there's a lot of man-made doctrine on the seventh seal specifically, and they took this scripture and they said, there you are, it's not to the public. And they took a quote from a prophet that said, it's not to the public, and they made a big to-do of it all, that only a certain few would see it. Of course, it was them. Nobody else was allowed to look at it. But you see, nobody can look at nothing unless God shows them. And the man that thinks he knows it might know very much. And God can take a nobody, like a brother Laurie preached one week. And God can do it. Amen. Aren't you glad that God's no respecter of persons? Amen. And if you've got the Holy Spirit, you're in an advantage. Because the Bible can't be broken. It says the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. And the anointing which you have received will show you. Isn't that wonderful? And Jesus answered verse 4 and said unto them, take heed get no man to save you. Now I would throw you, well, I'll read it first. For many shall come in my name, saying I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And that's your first seal, that's your Antichrist. Your Antichrist spirit. And your Antichrist spirit is prophesied in the Bible in the last days. And Revelation 6, and you read it's the first seal, where he'll go out riding on a white horse with a bow and no arrows. And all the early preachers and all the reformers and all didn't really know who he was. And they said, you know, that it was the Holy Spirit. That's what they preached. But a prophet of God said it was not the Holy Spirit, it was the Antichrist. Because he had no arrows. He's a bluff. And now we see still in 2022 that people are preaching for a Jew and this and that, and they're missing who the Antichrist really is. But God has already shown us who he is. He's a man that takes a blasphemous name to himself. And his numbers 666. And he sits on the throne, and underneath the vicarious filii Dei, in place the Son of God. He's false, sir, right with that name straight away. There's too many evidences against him. But here he's prophesied in the last days. And I'll tell you, someone here in this service tonight, remember this. I don't care what war breaks out. You see, if old Johnny Red Sox gets up in the public and clicks his fingers and stops it in the morning, I'll bow down to him. He'd be fit to do anything. And you know that's the truth. You remember when the Jews make, and he makes a pact with Israel. And he's going to make a pact with Israel. And he's going to break the treaty that he makes with them. No man, remember, could buy or sell less than of his mark. Brothers, we're at the end time. I'm telling you. I better read this because I'm preaching and hadn't planned on preaching. Terrible work. I'm worse when I've no notes. Praise God. Verse 6. And for many shall come in my, verse 5. In my name, saying I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation. There we have it tonight. Russia has started. And I'll tell you one thing. America is going to rub Russia up the wrong road. And it'll be the finish of America. And that was prophesied. A prophet of God said that. He said America will start a war that you can't finish, but it'll finish her. And the last vision he saw, remember if you believe that man was a prophet, it can't fail. He said America went up in flames. That was the last vision. Brothers, we're at the end time. And don't be worrying what you owe the bank. She'll be closing shortly. The whole lot's crashing. I'm telling you, there's people over the night in Ukraine and these countries, and they said don't send no money. The banks have already collapsed over there. And don't think it's just over there. It's going to happen everywhere. I'm telling you, look at the do we had about COVID. Now, the blown bombshell that's pulled through heads backwards says you don't have to isolate or do nothing now. Smit everybody. Isn't that not real? If you've got it, don't isolate or do nothing. Continue on. Don't even need to report it. I don't want to get way ahead with him tonight. I tell you, I get started on him. I'd love to get meet him, you know. Give him one of the Ulster handshakes. Yes. And say, chip of the block. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, pestilence. There we are, pestilences. All prophesied. Things that's going to come that they've never heard of before. They can call it COVID. They can call it what they want. But the Bible calls it pestilences. Now that's a man-made one. It's come out of a laboratory. We know that. And earthquakes in divers places. And these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And if you notice, all these points are on Facebook, they're everywhere. Now I'm going to say this tonight, and I know it's on recording, but there's one fella in Rupert's Price who follows him, and I heard some things about him a long time back. And this man, I'm not going to tell you all the details, but he goes into all the great men that God's used, and then know what he does. Now this is where they went off. I wouldn't have done it to God. Now see, when I hear that, that's an over right there. How could you take a man like Wigglesworth, A.L., William Branham, Jack Cole, and start to tell you wouldn't have done this or that? He couldn't even lace their shoes. Let's be honest about it. He told his students not so long back that he wouldn't be there for 3 months. He had to take some time out, and he admitted that him and his youth pastor were having an affair. And that's the same man that's going to judge God's prophets and God's servants, and the world's listening in on it. Well, I'm sorry. That's a wrong spirit. And you know what an old preacher said years ago, when it comes on a man like that, it'll go through whatever church he's in. It's a spirit. How many's ever heard that? There's a harlot and she's got daughters. It's the same thing. And they're both unclean. Amen. Look at this. Look, let's go down to verse 11. And many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, they know to do the truth, they won't do it. That's what iniquity really is. I couldn't hear, but did it really matter? And love, the love of many shall wax cold. You see, this whole lockdown and the whole COVID, every pastor is saying the same thing. The numbers in their church is reduced. People they thought were strong Christians are no longer strong Christians. They haven't come back to church. They're not praying. They're not reading the Bible. They're backslidden. They're watching Carnation speak tonight. And every pastor saying the same thing. It's a great shaking. The Bible says the end shall not come until there's a falling away first. And I'll tell you, it's happening. And you know, I don't want to get into all the things that's blamed for this and that, but everybody knows what I'm saying is right. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Now I believe that's the real gospel. The real gospel has to be preached in all the world. Not a 1% gospel. But the same gospel that the early church had must be preached everywhere in the world. Then shall the end come. And you know, it must be near enough to have happened. The gospel has went into the earth. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by the prophet Daniel, stand in the holy place. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in the house in Judea flee in the mountain. Go right on down. But let us go right on till verse 21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, there ever shall be. And except those days shall be shortened, there shall be no flesh saved, but for the elect's sake. Now I know we sometimes joke about it, but there is elect. Elect is a chosen in God from the foundation of the world. Whom he predestinated, he chose and he elected. You were elected ever before you were born. God chose you. He knew you'd be saved. And you know the thing about it, because you were elected and chosen in him, you can't be lost. It's impossible. No such thing has been lost. He says, where's the Bible for it? None have I lost, Father, that thou hast given me, not one. And you can have a week where you're not feeling up to it and all the rest of it. That does not affect what the Word says. One bit. God's Word's the foundation. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Some people say the Lord's lengthened his coming. He shut him in here so many years ago. Another fellow said he shortened it. I don't believe none of that. He's coming, and he knows exactly when. And it won't be late, and it won't be early. It'll be in time. God knows when. When the last one he's chosen to be in that order, then we'll have it. But that's down to God, no man. We need to just get on with it. Amen. Aren't you excited tonight? I've been like this all day, jumping about, you know. Outside, rain, snow, singing, and they're pouring the sight. He thinks I'm a lunatic, but it doesn't make any difference to me. He wants to get a drop of that stuff that I'm taking. It's called the Holy Ghost. Amen. It'll do something on your flesh, you know. We need a big dose of it. That's the truth, all of us. Praise God. Verse 24, for there shall arise false Christs, false prophets. Now you don't do away with the real because there's the false. Amen. There's real anointed men. Praise God. And shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he's in the secret desert, sell all you have and give it to me. The Lord's coming. Well, if the Lord's coming and sell all you have and give it to me, what do you need it for? I heard of a man, he went and told the whole church, and people were selling buildings off and all sorts, and giving it to him. I knew he was false. Barry Smith said, once a man makes a prediction, does things like that, he's finished. Because no man knoweth the day they are, only the Father. Says the Son doesn't even know. Isn't that the Bible? Only the Father. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Whithersoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. They'll want to know about the seals, eagles, but a chicken won't want to know nothing about them. That's the truth. The chicken will not, it wouldn't be good what the fella said about the book. I can't remember which one of his brothers mentioned it. But the book, one man read the book and he said, he came back and he said, he called me a buzzard. The other boy said, he called me an eagle. Amen. And that's how it is. Praise God. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, verse 29, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall be give her light, the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in clouds of heaven with great power and glory. Clouds, the angels. Amen. And he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds of one end of the heaven to the other. And then he goes on and tells us, now look at this, what he goes on and tells us. Verse 32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree, that's Israel. When you're reading about the fig tree, you're reading about Israel. Learn a parable of the fig tree with its branches yet tender and put forth leaves. You know summer is even at the door, even now. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. And Israel became a nation again in 1946. So the coming of the Lord's at hand. Now you say that's a long time ago. That's nothing. That's nothing. I was telling a fellow the day about the first time I went to America, and I said it must be 27 years. And then I thought 1991, that's 31 years. No longer 27 years, 31 years ago. I couldn't believe it myself. Our time seems a lot, but 1,000 years is as a day with the Lord. It's nothing in God's eyes. Time's fast in God's eyes. Praise God. Now let me go through this for a moment this evening. Maybe a brother, if you keep Matthew in your Bible and you can look up Revelation 6. Let's go from verse 1 down, and I'll try and go through it. And I want you first of all to say, if you notice, there's three questions asked by the Jews, the disciples. Asked Jesus three questions. In Matthew 24 here, these three questions. When shall these things be? And there won't be one stone left upon another. What shall be the sign of thy coming? Second question. And of the end of the world. So these How many knows what it was good what Brother Branham said? Scripture's a compound meaning. It can mean his son as in Jacob, his greater son Jesus Christ. See that? And it's the same when people look at the spirit of Elijah and Jesus talks about Elijah. They put it all on John the Baptist. But John the Baptist never restored nothing. If he had to take them back to Ten Commandments. But he didn't. But there was one coming in the spirit of Elijah to bring a restoration of all things. That's the Bible. We can't throw that out. The seals are really important. And nobody seems bothered about them one bit. But they're important. My dad used to read them so much, and I used to wonder myself, he's always reading the seals. But if you can get it, there's someone in it. That's really important. And this opened for me the day when I thought of it, what's happening. And everybody's running about panicking. I'm not worried about it. Whatever's happening, it's happening. The Bible says it's going to happen. Now, if the Bible says it's going to happen, you can't change it. It's going to happen. But it says, be not troubled. Russia's having a war. Don't be troubled. This could be a third world war. Don't be troubled. There's nothing going to happen. Don't worry about it. Because the Lord's going to take his people out of here. We're going. No matter if you're driving a wee car, a big car, or you're in a small house or a tent. The Lord's taking you. You'll not take the house with you or the car with you. It'll not make no difference. You're going. And you're going to be taken. Isn't that wonderful? Enoch walked with the Lord, and he was not for God took him. He never went himself. He was took. Imagine somebody coming for you. There's somebody coming for you now. Jesus says, I will come again and receive you unto myself. The Lord's coming for you. Isn't that wonderful? And I tell you something, his words are sure. Look at the third verse here and what it says. And as he sat in the Mount of Olives, see, the three questions. When shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of coming and of the end of the world? These are the three questions that they've asked the Lord. Now, if you turn and you go over to Revelation, if Brother Matthew puts it up, the first seal. If this book, compare this first seal with the first question. And you look at the first seal. And I saw when the Lamb had opened of the seal, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. And the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a crown. Now this is the Antichrist. And here the Lord's warning us that false Christ will come. The Antichrist is a sign. It's a sign. And it's one of the seals. And when you think there's nothing to that, but there's a whole lot to it, for I'll tell you why. This country is full of men that's standing in pulpits preaching that it's going to be a Jew and preaching it'll be this and preaching it'll be that. When a prophet of God says who it's going to be and the Bible says who it's going to be, it's absolutely clear. But if you don't receive the seals, you'll not see it. You know what happens then? What you're actually saying is wrong. Though it sounds good, though you can put it all together from notes, it's not right. Because this is thus saith the Lord. This is God's infallible word. Can't change it. And I'll tell you one thing about it. It's easy to spot him. It's so easy to spot him. See, this compares to this first seal. And this first seal's here. And if you go down to verse 6 of Matthew, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end's not yet. And nation will rise against nation. Antichrist, verse 5, sorry. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So Matthew 24, verse 5 says, there'll be a false Christ. And Revelation in verse 2, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the so there he is, riding on the horse. Power was given him. for a reason. If the command said, why did sin first happen? Because God wanted to show himself as a savior. Isn't it wonderful, really? You can compare these seals right down to the church age and everything, exactly the same. This is the seal perfectly open. And notice, we're going to the first seal, and he answered them. And he's going to start answering right now, and that's first seal. Verse 1 to 6 of Revelations. And the Lamb, when he'd opened the seals and heard saying, come and see, and I saw him behold a white horse. And he was given a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering to conquer. Who did we find this fellow was? The Antichrist. Now, so many people have already known that, but I'm sorry to say that Christians today have been waved asleep. And a lot of them don't know him no more. And people that are good preachers and everything, they're not looking for him. They're looking somewhere else, and the devil's laughing. And he's coming right in under their noses. And don't fear communism. It's Romanism. That's the words of a prophet. I'll believe them. They're vindicated. Amen. What other man was there in the 20th century that could stand and say, Lord, if I preach the truth, come you down now and confirm it. God done it. Show me another man. I've never seen it. But it happened. And I'm telling you, God come and backed it up. Now I know you can talk too much about the man, but you can't throw out what God's done either. You can't do it. You can't throw it away and say we don't need it. God's coming for a bride that believes his word. Amen. Who did we find this fellow was? The Antichrist. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. Now if somebody else is preaching and somebody else, they've been deceived really. Is that right? If you point me on a fellow and tell me his name and it's not him at all, that you pointed me at the wrong man, well then I'm looking at the wrong person thinking it's him when it's not him. But God's left it that there's no mistaking. In Matthew, Jesus preached it, and in Revelation, this is John's words here. John was caught up when this book was wrote, you know. This is an inspired book. The devil hates this book of Revelations. That's why it says if you even read it, you're blessed. How many knows it says that? No one else it says, don't add to it. Or take one thing from it. Praise God. See, Antichrist. He spoke it here. And there they opened it, the seal. And here it was just perfect. The second seal, Matthew 24 verse 6. Revelations verse 3 to 6. And look what it says. But wars and rumors of wars. And he says, don't be troubled. Nations shall rise against nation. Kingdom against kingdom, famines and pestilence and earthquakes. And these are the words of the Lord in Matthew. And then when you go over to Revelations, and ye shall hear wars, rumors of wars, see ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. And look over in Revelations, then what it says, right on down in the second seal. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. So who's inspiring this man in Russia to kill? Here he is. Any man that's killed is inspired of the devil. The Bible says, the enemy cometh but to steal, kill, rob, and destroy. But Jesus says, I'm come that you might have life. The red horse, he wants to take peace of the earth and kill and murder. That's his job. I'll tell you, he's wicked. And he opened this seal, and there went forth another beast, should kill one another, and have read it, and was given him great power perfectly. Amen. God shows it in his word. Everything that's happening, all these earthquakes, these pestilences, everything. We shouldn't be one bit shaken with any, but it's the word of God been fulfilled. And you look at the third seal, if you go right on down, right down, go down till Matthew, and we're about verse 8, and all these are the beginning of sorrows. All these these things, the beginning of sorrows, there's going to be a tribulation come. The beginning of sorrows. And nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and pestilence. Now maybe I haven't got it all in the right order, but I hope you can see it, that God's shown it from his word anyhow, even if I'm not doing a good job of it. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat in him was Death. Death. He wants to kill. He wants to tell you you're not good enough. He wants to tell you God won't hear you when you pray. He wants to keep you away from church. He wants to put you in the roundabout. And he wants to keep you going round. And he doesn't want you to see any flashing lights or signs on them. And if you can see them signposts, they're signposts of deliverance. Amen. He doesn't want you to see them. He wants you to keep on the roundabout. And fear. And now he's got to go over the COVID fear. He's now the Russia fear. And even the other fear in the morning. That's him. I'm telling you. That's the way he's working. And everybody's in fear. And people should be, we should be rejoicing for the Lord's coming. We should be worried about seeing our loved ones saved. Praying for them. Make it a real point of praying for them. Amen. When it opened the seal, the third seal, the beast come and say, and behold, a black horse, and he that sat on him, a pair of bowl scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, a measure for a penny, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine, he'd cripple you. See all these quotas coming in, people are saying, look, you have to leave Brexit alone, it's done no harm. Anybody that says that's brainwashed. And let me say that publicly tonight. They are brainwashed. We're paying more now than ever we paid before. And I work on sites in the building game, and everything's peed through the roof in price because of Brexit. And the EU does not want to let nobody go, but it wants to keep all for its an antichrist system. Choke you down and starve you down. But the fat cats are sitting at the top. Big shots. And they're all uniting in this country, one behind another, because they're all from the same one. There's a spirit behind it. I'm telling you. That's why the Bible says, come ye out of her, my people, saith the Lord, and be ye separate, and touch not, and handle not the unclean thing. Amen. The filth of the world tonight. And I tell you, the nation's in a stink pool. The past abortions, look at the things they've done. The past abortions, they let 2 sodomites, so-called, get married. There's no such thing. There's not a union. It's an absolute abomination in the eyes of all. Let's get it out there and tell the truth about it. It's an abomination. They want to jail me, let them at it. I couldn't care less one thing about it. That's the truth. That's the way I feel. Why should you? You shouldn't bend one nail about it. I'm telling you. There's nobody in that, down in that house that don't care any of them. They haven't one bit of backbone about them. They're feared and trampling somebody's toes. And any man amongst them that's any truth, they'll try and close him up. They'll have a story to tell about him to take away. It's good testimony. That's the way they work. Discredit them. It's not how the devil works. He wants to discredit you. The Bible says he's an accuser of the brethren. The devil wants to condemn you. He wants to accuse you, but the Lord loves you. Hallelujah! That old prophet, when he sat at the desk, was it Martin Luther? And he said, oh, is that all the sins? The devil came into his office. He said, is that them all? I have a wee bit more here. He brought all this list of sins. He said them all, yes. And he took a pen of the desk, the quill, and he wrote through it, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me from all sin. There you are. And the devil left them. Didn't the devil take Jesus himself up onto a high mountain? Let's get real about it, as the man says. He took the Lord himself and said, all these kingdoms will I give you. And Jesus never argued with him. And said, they're not yours. This world's getting burned, by the way. We're not going to live in it in the state it's in. We'll live and reign with Christ 1,000 years. But this earth's getting a real renovation of fire. She was baptized once for water in Noah's time and the Antediluvian dispensation. She's going to get the fire the next time. The elements will melt with fervent heat. Isn't that the word of God? I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God out of heaven above. Hallelujah! We're leaving. Famine. They'd starve you out. Starve you. You see the way the COVID rules worked during the lockdown. If you had plenty of money, you could tell them what you earned and they'd give you more money. But if you didn't have very much, you weren't entitled to nothing. That's how it worked. Now you answer me how that's common sense, because I can't see that one. But that's how it worked. People were decorating their houses and putting new kitchens in. They were out on furlough, getting paid, and they were working away at the same time, and the government paid for it all. Then they're saying tonight that the hospitals are in trouble, they've no money. Let's get real about it. There's someone going on in the background here, certainly, you wouldn't even need an education to know it. And they're messing about. And they're paying out money for it shouldn't be paid out, and then where it should be paid out, they don't bother paying a thing. It's the Antichrist system. It's heading up. The whole thing's heading up. And you can read right on down these four things. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, pestilence, earthquakes, all these things. And he opened the fourth seal, and the fourth beast said, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. Death. He'll take you. Don't compromise with the devil. Listen, I've seen it. He'll not let the grip go. A devil can't be wrestled with or talked with. He needs cast out. Simple. I saw some great fellow on the other day, and he says, I'm going to explain to you how I learned. I was taught to cast demons out. As soon as I heard that, I knew that's nonsense. You cannot learn somebody to cast a devil out. In California, I went to a class one night, and they were having special deliverance meetings. And I know I've maybe gone off the thing a bit. I hope it's all right. But this is the truth, brothers. They had big pages of notes, and they were having deliverance meetings, teaching how to do deliverance. I'm going to tell you some of the things, and it is laughable. We take chains, and we bind them. Dipped in the blood of Jesus, and we bind this devil in so many chains, and we command 40 angels to take him out to the hard desert and cast. Now, all that's nonsense. That's nowhere in the Bible when you can find any sort of language like that. Some boy dreamed about that. He ate too much cheese. But in that same meeting, a real devil manifested. And not only did a real devil manifest it, it manifested in a man, and he levitated. And it scared me. I was only 20-something years of age, and he floated. He floated about up to the height of my chest. He floated around the room. And they'd done all these prayers and all their wee put things, and nothing happened. And I stood there praying, and a voice said inside me, just watch, because tomorrow I'll deliver him. And I watched it. And they could do nothing with him. And the next day, unknown to me, I was asked to preach in a house of who come walking in but that man. And the power of God fell. And God delivered him. But I had no page to work over him. Or no chains. But the Holy Ghost set him free, I can guarantee you that. And he filled six carrier bags what come out of him. From his inside, what he brought out of him. And he fell down like a man dead, and the vessels burst in his neck like the man in the Bible. And I thought, what am I going to do, Lord? And the Lord did pray for him, and he fell down. He took him and he lifted him up. And God delivered him. I tell you, God's real. Don't ever think God's not real. Don't think it's a game. It's not. God's real. The power of God is real. And he's going about, and he wants to kill people and slay people. And this pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed him, and power was given him over the four parts of the earth to kill him with a sword and with hunger and death. And what's happening tonight? All these wars, that's what they're going to produce. What about the people over in them other countries that's innocent? And there's missionaries out there in them other countries, Ukraine. There's missionaries and people out there. Let's pray for them tonight that the Lord will be with them. Amen. I'm going to close in a moment. I'm almost finished. The terror of the tribulation. There's a tribulation coming, and it's a terror. But turn with me to Jeremiah 30, verse 7, and I'm only going to be a normal minute, and we're going to pray. Praise God. And I hadn't planned, and maybe I've said too much. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. There's a time of tribulation coming on this earth, but the bride of Jesus Christ will be saved out of it. God will keep them, and God will save them. But for the unsaved man, this is a terrible day. For the unsaved woman, this is a terrible time. It's not a time not to be right with God. It's a time to be walking with the Lord. Let your light shine before God. Moses, know the God so strong and do exploits. That's the end time prophecy. Amen. Isaiah 26, 20 says, come my people, enter into thy chamber. Everybody quoted this during COVID. They took it clean out of context. I'll tell you that right now tonight. I'm being honest about it. All the Facebooks everywhere, they quoted this scripture and they took it out of context. This is a tribulation that it's talking about. And it's talking about saving God's people. Amen. Let me read it. Come my people, enter into thy chambers and thy doors about thee. Hide thyself as it were for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. There's a tribulation coming and God's going to save his people out of it. We're going. And people thought COVID was a big thing. It was nothing. It was nothing. Let's be honest about it, brothers and sisters. Now, I'm not saying people didn't die. Yes, people died and all that. But the tribulation that's coming, that was nothing to what's coming. The Bible says you'll never see nothing like it ever before. So terrible. I tell you, God's people need to get right. And be right and filled with the Holy Spirit. Look at Daniel 12, verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as was never since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Your name has to be in there. And you will not receive the mark. I don't care if it's a stump, stand in your head, swing of them lights. If your name's in the book, you can't be marked. Simple. That's it. How many believes that? Those whose names are found in the book. Aren't you glad he's got your name in the book? And he didn't put your name in a book the day he knelt down and got saved. It was in it from the foundation of the world. Whom he did foreknow, them he also did predestinate to become the sons of God. God in his foreknowledge knew you. He knew you ever before you were born, and he chose you. God knew you'd been in this meeting tonight. He knew you'd be here. He knew everything that would be happening. God is in control. He's not lost control. There's another agency working, but God's permitting it. But God has not lost control, and his days are numbered. Great tribulation, the intensity of the suffering created by the wrath of God, because it's unspeakable, isn't it? The prophet Zephaniah describes it in Zephaniah 1, 15, 16. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble, of distress, a day of wasteness, of desolation, a day of darkness, gloominess, a day of clouds, of thick darkness, a day of trumpet alarm against fenced cities, against high towers. That's a terrible day, isn't it? You see, Russia, the night's flexing her muscles. She's not afraid of nobody no more. Britain's no longer Great Britain. She once was Great Britain, but she's no longer Great Britain. Amen. That's the truth. At one time, Great Britain was feared. It's not no longer. Do you know why? They've forgotten God. Forgotten God. Forgotten God. And if they forsake God, God will forsake them. If my people will return to me, God continually cries out through his prophets in the Bible, return, return, O backsliding Israel. John described it as the great day of his wrath, Revelation 6, 17. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? And I'm going to have to close and sit down tonight, and we're going to pray. Brothers and sisters, aren't you glad you're saved tonight? Aren't you glad you're ready for the coming of the Lord? Let's be serious in prayer tonight. There mightn't be many of us, but the Lord bless those that's come out. I'll tell you, it'll not matter if it's a wet night or a sunny night. When the Lord comes, you're going. You're going. No matter where, what graveyard the loved ones in are coming out of it. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, those which are alive and remain shall not prevent those or hinder them which are asleep in Jesus. For the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be cut up, thrust up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. He's coming again. The Lord's coming for his people. He's coming. Let's close our eyes tonight and bow our heads this evening. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. No matter what it looks like or seems like, that you're in control. Lord, I pray if I've said anything I shouldn't have, forgive me, Lord, but I've tried to just share from your word. Lord, stir us, I pray. Shake us. God, it says in the book of Acts that they prayed and the place was shaken by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray that this weekend go over, that you'll be shaken amongst us by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, move us, empty us of ourselves, and fill us with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray for sons or daughters, moving them, speak to them. Cause a realization to come upon them that the hour is late and the need is urgent, and it's time to seek the Lord. Your word says, break up the fallow ground and seek the Lord. Lord, help us this evening, we pray. Bless every brother in this room, every sister. Save every son, every daughter, every husband, every wife. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, move amongst us. Lord, accept the Lord, build a house. They that labor, labor in vain. Lord, we see there's a great falling away. Man's following man. And following tradition. Blinded by the god of this evil age. But you've promised there shall be light at the evening time. You promised the eyes health of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, touch our eyes tonight with the eyes health of the Holy Spirit. Touch our hearts, Lord, with the Holy Spirit. Touch our lives afresh. Melt us, oh God, and move us again, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Come into our homes afresh and our children. We welcome you, we invite you, we ask you to move amongst us, we ask you to move upon us, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Oh, come in thy risen glory, come in thy risen power, arise up, O God, with signs, with wonders, and with divers miracles, in the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Lord, we believe you've sent a super sign, we've saw it, Lord, we believe it, Lord. The children of Israel followed the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. Oh God, when the cloud didn't move, they didn't move. When the fire didn't move, they didn't move. Help us to be led by the Holy Spirit. For your word says the sons of God are led by the Holy Ghost. Lord, fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Open the windows of heaven and pour out a mighty anointing upon us. Rid every one of us of excuses. Lord, it's the devil that's against us. And may we rebuke him tonight in Jesus' precious name. Bless your people. Strengthen your people. For all the prayers we've already prayed, answer them, Lord, and visit with us. We welcome you. We invite you tonight. Come in this room, Lord. Walk in this room. Talk in this room. And may your people feel and know your lovely presence this evening. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's just continue to pray.